Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it is Marriage Week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Now that we've all digested the news of the Supreme Court throwing out DOMA and Prop 8, we are drawing back the curtain this week to show our contestants exactly what they've won. Gays are rushing toward marriage while heteros are rushing away. Where do these lines intersect? Does hetero marriage deserve to be saved? Yesterday, we did a call-in for newlyweds. We asked, what do you want in a 2013 marriage that's different from your parents or grandparents? We'll hear a few highlights from those calls, gay and straight, in a minute. And we'll follow up right now with a call-in for people married or living together 25 years or more. I say married or living together, so long-term gay couples who have not been allowed to marry can be included here. And if you're hetero and living together that long, that's okay too. How did yesterday's newlywed call-in strike you with the benefit of experience, if you heard it? And specifically, even if you didn't hear it, what do you think makes a successful marriage today compared to what you thought when you were the newlyweds? 212-433-WNYC. Again, the question is, if you've been together 25 years, gay or straight, married or living together, what do you think makes a successful marriage today compared to what you thought when you were the newlyweds? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, here's a short montage of some of yesterday's newlywed calls. Oh, we don't have that? Okay, we'll play that after the break. And again, I'll just lay out the question. If you've been together 25 years, gay or straight, married or living together, what do you think makes a successful marriage today compared to what you thought when you were the newlyweds? We'll hear what some of our new newlyweds said after the break, and we'll take your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
I wanna settle down. I wanna settle down. Won't you settle down with me? Settle down. We can settle at a table. A table for two. Won't you wine and dine with me?
It's Settle Down by Kimbra.
I wanna raise a child.
And if you've been settled down for 25 years, gay or straight, what do you think makes a successful marriage today compared to what you thought when you were the newlyweds? 212-433-WNYC. And here's a short montage of some of yesterday's newlywed calls, defined as people married in the last 2 years. And listen to how thoroughly modern and, let's say, thoroughly cautious and not starry-eyed many of these callers were.
I wanted to have someone, you know, who earns as much as me, that will have equal footing in the relationship going forward.
I was from, you know, a mother and father who got married stayed together, and they stayed together more because that's what they were supposed to do. Like, them being happy wasn't that important. They had to do the right thing, and there were rules to follow.
I think the problem is the historic expectation that you're making a commitment for life, and that if, in fact, both you and your partner are growing people, that you grow together, but you may also be growing separately, and your needs change over a 10 or 15-year period of time.
I also think as a lesbian couple, we don't see each other as being in different worlds. Like, when I watch TV, there's kind of like, oh, I have to have girls' night, and that's separate from my husband. He's doing boys' night. But, you know, we're not on Mars and Venus.
We heard Charlie in Middletown, Amy in Manalapan, Joe in Fairfield, I think, and Sheila in Harlem. And, yes, the lesbian newlywed at the end was the most romantic and starry-eyed of the group, wasn't she? Maybe not a coincidence, considering the optimistic state of gay marriage and the faltering state of hetero marriage. So, long-termers, what do you think about any of that? And specifically, if you've been together 25 years, gay or straight, what do you think makes a successful marriage today compared to what you thought when you were the newlyweds? 212-433-WNYC. And Elizabeth in Washington Heights, you're on the air. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I think, as silly as it sounds, the key to staying married is staying married. You have to stick with it. And, you know, my husband is everything. He's not my best friend. He's a really good friend, and he's my almost everything. I think that if you have the expectation that your partner fulfills all of your needs, you're doomed.
And you're breaking up, unfortunately, because I think what you're saying is really profound. When you got married, did you think, oh, I found the person who's going to be my everything, who's going to be my best friend?
No, I had somebody whose values I really shared. We don't share all of the same interests, but we do share similar values, and I think that's more important. And I found somebody who would also be a great dad, and we have two amazing children, and that's due in huge part to their having a father. Give kids.
Elizabeth, your phone is really breaking up now, so I'm going to go, but thank you very much. An important way to start it off, I think. Eileen at the Jersey Shore. Whoops, did we lose Eileen? Okay. Let me try Braca on the Upper West Side. Braca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Brian. Thank you.
And?
And my partner and I are in our 30th year together. We're women, and we're married for 4 years. So we're both newlyweds and an all-time couple.
Congratulations. And I hope there's not a fire in your building, because it sounds like the fire engines are coming.
Well, no, I live on Broadway. It's a constant scream, but we have rent stabilization, so we stay.
So is there any different lesson for a new gay married couple, lesbian married couple, than you think there is for a hetero married couple?
Not really. When I was 14, my cousin who's straight said, don't marry anyone you wouldn't choose as a best friend. And I'm very fortunate that we have the kind of respect and curiosity about one another's experience and desire to understand each other and to be understood. And I think that transcends gender. What doesn't is that we don't have gender roles. We're very, I guess you'd use the word feminist in our relationship, but it's the bottom line is respect.
Don't have gender roles, so you didn't divide up into, I don't even know what the gender, how to characterize the gender roles, but whatever they are, breadwinner, you know, more the personality styles that might be considered male or female, anything like that?
No, it's one of us may be, well, let's see, she's better at organizing space, I'm better at decorating space. It's not one of us cleans the tub because she's a girl, you know what I mean?
Braca, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And Noel in Woodbridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Noel.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
How long have you been married?
We'll be married 52 years.
Wow.
We just celebrated our 50th anniversary last year, and the kids bought us a nice cruise to Puerto Rico. But listening to the people calling in yesterday, it's very discouraging. I think that the young people treat marriage so casually. Like, I married my wife. She was my teen bride, and I was just barely 20. It was our first sexual experience together. And we were like just drawn to each other physically, and now that we're like old people, we're 72 years old, we're drawn to each other emotionally. And in many ways, I feel like my wife is my best friend. She wasn't my best friend when I married her when we were 19 and 20 years old. She was just somebody that looked wonderful in a bikini, you know, like and it just. You know, I took it to...
Well, then it's almost amazing that you stayed together, because that's not the kind of thing that I think our cautious 2013 newlyweds are thinking is sufficient.
Well, I know what you're saying, but, like, for myself, like, physically, if you saw a picture of us when we were 19 and 20, God, we looked like something from a magazine. Now we look like a couple old-timers, and we kid each other about it. But our closeness is like we have health issues, and we take care of each other. Like we do things like we make soup together during the wintertime. Now, that doesn't sound very romantic, but in a sense, like, the libido is something that's fleeting. I mean, that's a fact of life, whether we like it or not. But for myself, like, when I took my Jenny, her name is, when I took Jenny to the Poconos on our honeymoon, and it was like $9 a night, for the hotel room. Oh, my God. It was like, I mean.
But Noel, what's your advice to young people who may be where you were over 50 years ago, where they're seeing somebody who looks good in a bikini or looks good in a tank top or whatever it is, and makes them think, God, I want to be with that person?
Well, I think my advice for him is kind of superficial in the sense that the person that they're going to see that's 25 years old and there's a sexual attraction, which is the first attraction, don't expect that when you're 50 and 60 and 70, but let it grow into something else. And the sexual thing will become less important as you get older because, you know, we're in constant evolution. But as far as advice for those young people that came in yesterday, Brian, I don't know what the hell to tell them. I see, like, I know that marriage is, it's less than 50% of the people get married today, but we got married, my friend and my brother, they're on their fifth wife, and I like their first wife as much as I like their fifth wife, so maybe that would be the same.
No, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Andrea in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, I'm calling. I realize I'm married only 27 years, not 28. And marriage is about compromise and not wanting to change the other person. If you think that when you marry somebody, you're going to change them, you don't like the way they do a certain thing, you don't like how they dress, it's not like a Barbie doll that you can put on different clothes every time you feel like. You have to accept the person for who they are.
Do you think newlyweds should be looking for those differences, and while they maybe are starry-eyed about their spouse, to figure out what it is that that may rub them the wrong way after time?
I think that there are certain things that you're not going to love about a person. But I think if the overall package, emotionally, physically, and mentally, is there, that's what you have to say. You can't be looking for 100%.
Andrea, thank you very much. Mike in Sayville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
How long have you been married?
32 years.
And what do you think? What would you say today are the criteria for a successful marriage as opposed to what you might have said when you first got married?
Don't expect marriage to be like dating. It's completely different. I didn't live with my wife before we got married, but I would probably say that even living together, you can live together 10 years. When you get married, it all changes. And basically what changes is when you're dating, you know, you give people space, you let them do what they want. But then when you're married and you're like so entwined, the things that they used to give them space, you know, money-wise and time-wise, now it impacts you directly, and it becomes a point of friction. And you got to be prepared for that, or you're going to have problems.
I have a question for you. The Pew poll that we looked up as research for this from 2010 asked, is marriage becoming obsolete? And 39% said yes. That's a lot. Nearly 40% of Americans say marriage is becoming obsolete, and that includes 27% of college-educated Americans, but 45% with only a high school education or less. Do you think marriage is becoming obsolete when you look around you? You're going to get our last word in this segment today. We've got about 20 seconds. When you look around, you heard the last caller said, you know, his brothers are on their fifth wives. Do you think marriage is becoming obsolete?
No. A commitment is becoming obsolete. Marriage is not obsolete, and everybody wants to be with somebody. And when you get older, yeah, I'm 54. I had some minor health issues last year. That's not something you want to face alone. And I wouldn't want my wife to face it alone either.
Mike, thank you very much for your call. Mike gets the last word for today. Tomorrow, Marriage Week continues on The Brian Lehrer Show. We will talk about marriage, money, and class. Tune in again tomorrow. And we have another hour yet to go today.